Greetings, friends, and welcome to the Beach Church Podcast. This is the podcast for Sunday, January 2nd, the year of our Lord, 2022. And this is the second Sunday after Christmas Day. There's an awful lot of twos in that sentence. A heartfelt Merry Christmas and a heartfelt Happy New Year to you from all of us here at the Beach Church. We are honored. We continue to be honored and blessed at your participation in the podcast, and we look forward to serving you well in the year ahead. There is a lot to think about and pray over as we consider the year ahead, but we begin as we ought to. We begin 2022 in worship, and so we'll do just that. Let's begin the year together by taking in the breath of life, the gift of life, with every breath. We turn our face toward the heavens. We give thanks to God for all that is good. And we begin together in worship. Merry Christmas. While most people operate as though Christmas ends on December 25th, since the 6th century, church tradition has celebrated Christmas as a 12-day festival that starts on the 25th, hence the song, The 12 Days of Christmas. It's during this time that the exuberant Christmas carols are supposed to be sung. So keep singing them, at least until January 6th. Joy to the World is one of the most well-known carols, but it was not originally written for Christmas. It was composed by Isaac Watts in 1719 as a paraphrase of Psalm 98, with some phrases from Psalm 96 and Genesis 3 added as well. That psalm calls for people to sing a new song, to shout for joy, and envisions the sea, rivers, and mountains all rejoicing in the goodness, justice, and reign of God. This is a hymn that can be sung any time of the year because it's a reminder of the vision that motivates God's people to keep faith, to have hope, and to live in love with joy, because we believe that in a world of trouble, God will set things to right. The fact that this hymn has come to be identified with Christmas says a lot about how Christians understand the way God reigns. Joy to the world, the Lord has come. He comes as a baby who grew up to demonstrate the reign of God through healing the blind and lame and through teaching the primacy of forgiveness. He rules the world with truth and grace. This reminds us that Jesus used power not to manipulate, oppress, or control others, but to bring freedom, truth, and wholeness of spirit and body. No more let sins and sorrows grow, nor thorns infest the ground. Jesus reverses the curse of sin that plagues humanity. He comes to make his blessings flow far as the curse is found. This highlights the whole goal of Jesus' story. In him, life, love, goodness, beauty, and truth are found for anyone and everyone. Merry Christmas indeed. The season is not about having one day of nice feelings and gifts and Hallmark romances, but about daily embracing this energizing vision of God's reign. It's a vision that says a resounding no to the notion that force, violence, dominance, and political chicanery are the ways to survive and thrive in the world. It's a vision that says a triumphant yes to the conviction that following in the footsteps of that man born in Bethlehem, who embodied the love and grace of God, is the way that brings joy and peace to all the world. It's about saying no to apathy, cynicism and despair, and yes to caring, love, and joyful hope. It's all rooted in the conviction that the Lord has come in Jesus, and that he continually comes through his Spirit to renew and refresh, and that he will come again to fully set things right. Isaac Watts had it right. This story is most certainly one that is about joy to the world. Merry Christmas, all year round. Gospel reading comes from the Gospel of John, the first chapter, verses 1 through 18. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks ahead of me because he was before me.' From his fullness, we have all received grace upon grace. The law indeed was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. It is God, the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made him known." This is the word of God for the people of God, and we give thanks to God for it. Let us join in a spirit of prayer. Heavenly Father, we call to you in this season of Christmas, and we give you heartfelt thanks for the gift of your word made flesh, who dwelled among us, who brought light to our lives, who came to show us the way. In this time of consideration, this time of preaching and prayer and song and silence, O God, we pray, draw near. Focus our attention squarely on you and what you are doing in this season, at this moment in time. Save us from distraction. Save us from untruth and misinterpretation. Your word alone. I pray, O God, as one who dares to preach, I ask that the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart would be pleasing to you. We pray all these things in the name of your Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and we say, Amen. Peace be with you, friends. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. We get this wonderful text today on the second Sunday after Christmas Day. And it's not often that we get a second Sunday after Christmas Day. I think it happens 3 or 4 times in the cycle. But when we get a second Sunday after Christmas Day, we get John 1:1-18. And I just think that is a tremendous blessing and a gift for us, because this is both a Christmas text when we look at it in the context of Christmas, of incarnation. This is also a wonderful text for the beginning of a new year. Many people at the beginning of a new year, if they're folks who keep a paper calendar, have a ritual that they'll do, if they haven't done it already, they'll do it soon, where they take last year's calendar, they'll take the 2021 calendar, and they'll lay it alongside the 2022 calendar, and they'll carry forth birthdays and anniversaries and important things that happened last year, and they'll write them in this calendar in the year ahead. Keep themselves organized and on track. But I encourage you too, in this season of calendar transfer and also the season of resolution making, those things that we're going to resolve to do. Those are new disciplines or habits that we're going to try to break or to adopt new ones. A resolve to maybe find a new job, or maybe this is the year that you can retire. However that is, whatever those things that you want to do, if they range from as simple as I'm going to eat fewer donuts to I'm going to run a marathon or change your relationship. All of those things are in the air, which makes this a very exciting time of year as we think about spiritual transformation and physical transformation. All of that is right here in the text of John when we consider the source of life, the author of life, is with us in this. And one of the things that we can do as part of this transfer from 21 to 22 is also decide about the things we're going to leave behind. There are things that we ought not transfer from last year to this. They may not be written on your calendar. They might be. Maybe it is an appointment you don't need anymore. Maybe it's a place that you felt obligated to go, but it's just not working for you anymore. Don't write it in the new year. But some of these things, whether they're resolutions or disciplines or attitudes, they do belong in this new calendar. And they are a part of this story that God is writing, that in the beginning, here at the beginning of the year, there is a word. And this word comes from God. This word was God. This story that we began to tell on December 25th. The story of the birth of Jesus. This story that begins before that story, the story that begins with the appearance of an angel to Zechariah who says, "Hey Zechariah, your son, your wife Elizabeth is going to bear a son." Zechariah can't believe it. They're too old to do such things. He forgets that he stands there in the sanctuary lighting incense to the Most High God. Of course this can happen. And so it does. And a young woman encounters an angel who says, "By the Holy Spirit, Mary, you will give birth to a son." Not just any son, the Son of God. And she says, "May it be according to your word." Open to the promises of God. Open to the reality of the story that we've been telling, that God comes in Jesus to save us from stuff that's really big and destructive, and to save us from all the paper cuts of daily living, and many of them self-inflicted. In the church, we call this sin. To save us from the stuff that distracts us from the goodness of God, from the light of life, from the grace and peace. So as we sit in front of a slate of days, 360 plus of them that have yet to be written, and we have some influence as to how those days will play out, as we pray over that and dream about it and envision about it, we begin here. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What if we changed the word just for the spiritual practice? What if we said, instead of word, capital W, word, we said Jesus? In the beginning was Jesus, and Jesus was with God, and Jesus was God. Jesus was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through Jesus, and without Jesus, not one thing came into being. The folks that are part of this congregation and part of this podcast are on a broad spectrum of their spiritual journeys. Some walk step by step with Jesus. Others are still working on how to follow, and probably all of us bounce back and forth somewhere on that spectrum. But the story of Christmas is this, that God comes to us in the form of a child who is absolutely embodies his faith, this law of Moses that John talks about at the end, right? The law was indeed given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. Jesus embodies the law. The Torah comes to life through him. And we're invited to say, at the beginning of this year, "God, show me the way. Show me the way. What does it look like? What does this year look like for me as I fill in, as I flip pages in my calendar and I fill in the dates? And while I've got this wedding anniversary or I have this trip planned, I need you to be on every page of this calendar." And we can do that. We can do that through the disciplines of prayer. And if prayer is hard for you, just talk. Talk to Jesus as if he's sitting there with you. Ask the questions, the hard questions. Confess the stuff that's hard for you to get past. Talk about the relationships that need to begin or that need to end, the new job that you want, the struggles you have, the thoughts that you feel bad about, Because in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. God is the author of life and invites us to participate in the writing of the story, in the completion of the calendar. God is with us. God is for us. And God is ahead of us in this new year. I'm going to keep today's reflection short because I'd love for you, if you find some inspiration in these words and in this text, that when the podcast is finished, get your Bible out, maybe get your calendar out, and fill in the days. And maybe it is that on a Sunday you just write the name Jesus. Any reminder that you can have on any given day that God is with you, no matter what's going on in your life, God is with you. God is with us right now at the beginning of this year, full of its challenges, full of its promises. God is with us. At Christmas, Christ comes. At the beginning of this new year, God is with us. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through Him, and without Him, not one thing came into being. Bringing life and light, a light that shines in the darkness, a light that will inspire and illuminate this year ahead. God is with us, Emmanuel. This news is profoundly and eternally good. And to that I say, Amen. We call out to you, O God, and we pray. Father in heaven, as the days pass and we get further and further from Christmas Day, we pray that the words "Merry Christmas" will not fade, that they will be indelibly etched into our spirits, that every single day we will celebrate this truth that the Word became flesh and dwelled among us, that there is a light that shines in the darkness, that there is grace upon grace offered to us. And so we abide in this grace, and we come to you, O God, seeking your face, calling out for your presence, for your comfort, for your guidance, for your sense of purpose and direction, for your truth. And we pray for the strength to live into all of these things. And so, God, as we come into a new year, as we look at our calendars, at this year in front of us, the year of our Lord 2022, and perhaps we make plans as to what we will do with these days, help us to place your name on every single date on this calendar. That in ways great and small, O God, we will encounter you, approach you, pray to you, read of you, dedicate every waking moment of our lives in one way or another to loving you, here and now and forever. A lot of the problems that we left that we wanted to leave behind, O God, in 2021, they've chased us into 2022. Bless us with fresh visions and new solutions, fresh strength and courage, a boldness and a resolve to face darkness, to combat evil in all of its forms head on. We wear you like armor each and every day. I pray, O God, for those who find themselves in positions of power. Bring your conviction, your truth, your wisdom, and your vision. Lead them in paths of righteousness and grace. And for the unnamed faithful, the great unwashed, O God, draw near, abide with them. Bring your healing, fill the empty stomachs, cool the fevers, balance the checkbooks. Help us all to begin each new day with fresh hope in you. There are the prayers that are very specific to each and every one of us, O God, these prayer lists that we either write down or carry in our hearts. And we take a moment, we pause, we celebrate the gifts of peace and quiet. And we approach you with our joys and concerns. We break our silence. And we join together around a prayer that you taught your disciples. A prayer that goes by your name. A prayer that sounds something like this. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. So, my dear friends, I pray that you will go forth into this day embracing the reality of these words of John, that the Word became flesh and dwelled among us. God's grace, God's peace, God's hope, love, and joy abide with us now and forever. A gift of our good, good God. A God that we know in three persons, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, who is present with you in this exact moment, bids you peace and Merry Christmas. Amen.